The word this afternoon
is
from Jonah,
1st
chapter,
chapter choyamba,
verse 17.
Tiangana kwambiri verse 17. Ndipo ndiwerenga.
And where we especially read, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish three days and three nights. Jonah is an intriguing story. Some would not believe it. How can a large fish swallow a man and then spit the man out after 3 days? But we know the Bible is true. And everything written is true. And so, children, because we have lots of children today, we will spend time today talking about Jonah, a man who ran away from the Lord, a man who fled from the presence of the Lord onto a ship and who was followed by a fish. Jonah thought to flee. He thought he could get away from the presence of the Lord. But children,
anainu,
we can't flee from the Lord.
Ndifuna mudziwe kunena kuti palibe munthu amene angathawe pamaso pa Mulungu.
Nowadays,
masiku athu alero,
people do all kinds of things.
Anthu amapanga zinthu zosiyana siyana
because they want to flee from the Lord.
Chifukwa amafuna iwo athawe pamaso pa Mulungu.
They even once they die,
mwina iwo amaona ngati akafa,
they cremate themselves.
Ndiye akhakuti aziyosa okha, aziyeresa kapena kuti aziyosa okha maso pa Mulungu.
And then they spread the ashes in the wind.
Ndiye akatera pateka fumbi ja akaziotcha anthu aja kuiponya kumphepo.
This way they think to flee from God.
Ndiye maganizo awo amakhala kuti amaona ngati kuti akuthawa Mulungu.
But we cannot flee from God.
Koma chimene tingadziwe chiona kuti sitingathe kuthawa Yehova kapena kuthawa pamaso pa Yehova.
Because God is everywhere.
Chifukwa Mulungu apezeka ponse ponse.
And with God everything is possible.
Ndipo kwa Mulungu chilichonse nchotheka.
Children, do you also sometimes try to flee from God?
Ana funsola andu funa tifunse nthawi ina maisa kuti muthawe pamaso pa Mulungu.
And this is for all of us.
Do we all,
are we also fleeing from God? So long that we know not Jesus Christ, so long that we do not know the mystery found in
Jonah,
as long as we've been not thrown overboard, and as so long that we have not been in the belly of a fish for 3 days and three nights, you and I are fleeing from God. Now I understand that it sounds strange that if we tell you today that you too have to go into the belly of a fish, that you and I have to be thrown overboard, then it would seem strange. And you might doubt me. And yet, we say, if we are not thrown overboard, if we are not in the belly of a fish, just like Jonah, then it will not be well with us. But Therefore, we need to explain. That is why we have spoken or read this chapter. And now we're praying that with the help of the Holy Spirit, that many of us today will be thrown overboard. That many today will be swallowed by a fish. We pray this afternoon that if this has taken place in our life, that you'll be able to recognize that you have already been tossed overboard, but also that there may be a testimony this afternoon that if you've been tossed overboard, swallowed by a great fish, that also you've been spit upon dry land. So let's pay attention as we see and as we discover with the help of the Holy Spirit why that Jonah is typified here of Jesus Christ. When we said, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights, then I think you already understand what this is foreshadowing. Where this is pointing to. I think even the kids know. Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights. Someone else was buried in the belly of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. That was Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ was taken off the cross, after he had died and suffered and died, then he went into a tomb. He truly died. And we know that he was there 3 days and 3 nights. So we know that when we read from Jonah here, that it points to Jesus Christ having to go the way of life into death, be buried, but also be raised. But how do we make an application to the full story? Or at least to what happened to Jonah before this? Because if we would make application that the Lord sent Jonah, which is Christ, to earth, and we read that Jonah was fleeing, then we have to say, we don't see that in Christ. Jesus Christ went willingly. He didn't flee from the presence of his Father, but he went willingly. He came to serve. What a contrast between Jonah and Christ. Jonah was called to serve, so to preach. So mukona kuti kusiyana kwake ngoti Yona anatumidwa kunena kuti akalalikire kuNinevi. And he rebelled. Koma anathawa anaukira Mulungu. Jesus Christ. Yesu Kristu anabwera. To serve. Anabwera kuzatumira kuzalalikira. And he was obedient. Koma analiomvera sana thawe yayi. How do we now see this?
Ndetu kuona bwanji hizi.
How can we see Jesus Christ?
Ndetu kuona bwanji kuri nthano ya Yona ndi ya Yesu hii.
In the story.
Kufana na bwanji ndi nthano ya Yona.
If we have to say Jonah fled.
Gatinga nene kuti Yona anathawa kuukira Mulungu.
Jonah was angry.
Yona anakwiya kuti asanumikire Mulungu.
Jonah lied.
Yona anamanga chinyengo ananama.
Jonah hid.
Yona anabisala.
And he tried to go as far the other way.
Ndiwo mafuna kuti athawe apite kutalisi.
As Nineveh was.
Koma Nineveh ndi talisa nayi kutali. Mafuna kuti athawe kutali kwa Nineveh.
And yet this Jonah.
Koma tikuona nthano ya Yona iyi.
Typifies Christ.
Kuti fotokozera kuti ikulosera za Kristu.
When he was tossed overboard.
Pamene iyeyo anazunzika munyanja.
That's why we need the Holy Spirit.
Ndifuja tifusokera nzimu oyera.
Not only in speaking. But also in understanding. That's why we said, have we been tossed overboard?
Because
what Jonah typifies here is Christ who went into the belly of the fish. But why did Jonah get tossed overboard? Why did he have to be tossed over the ship? Because of his rebellion. Because he did not listen to the command of God. Because God sent him and he was disobedient. And because Jonah had to preach again for Nineveh. So God was going to bring him back. He was going as far as he could from Nineveh. But God would bring him back. See, Jonah typifies here. You and me. And Christ at the same time. See, Jonah is running far away the other way. And so do we. That's why he has to be tossed overboard. Because as long as Jonah is in the ship, it's a storm. The waves are crashing against the boat. They are going to perish. Jonah is sleeping underneath. That's a picture of our life. Take the ship. That's our life. We all have a life ship. Are you in the midst of storms? Look around you. Is your life a storm? Is everything against you? Difficulties. Tribulation. Trial. And in such a way that your life is compared to a storm.
Yet
your life ship is about to fall into pieces. Is your life ship about to capsize? And you have to often say, I can't go on. Do you know why? Because we're running away from God. We're running away from God. While God
is
calling us back, how can we go
back?
The ship cannot turn around. The decision was made. They were halfway the sea. They would either perish there. There was no turning around. Oh, had Jonah not gone. Had he not gone on that ship? Had he not flee from the face of God? Oh, had we not sinned? Our life ship would be in still waters. Had we not sinned? But we can't go back. That's impossible. And you know, what's worse, Jonah's sleeping in the ship. You know what? You know how many people are sleeping while their life is about to end? Are you assured one day of your life? All you hear, whose life ship is in a storm, and you're rocked back and forth, trials and tribulations. It's even worse when you're sleeping. How many in the world are careless? They will say maybe it'll be okay once I die. Or when I'm older, then it'll go well. But they don't get older. How many people today are being carried to the grave? And yesterday,
Zulo,
when they were alive, They were busy walking to and fro. Last week they were going to the market. Working up the fields. They didn't expect it. They were sleeping. Sleeping while their ship was in danger. Your life is in danger. Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping without the knowledge that if we die and we had not been overboard, thrown overboard, then it won't go well? See, if Jonah dies in his life ship, if it capsizes and he's still in that ship, he's going to sink to the bottom. But God would do otherwise. Is your life ship? Is your life in danger? See, have you been thrown overboard yet? You have to answer this question. Each one personally. Like Jonah, have you been thrown overboard? Jonah's asleep. The ship is in peril. But maybe there's another way out. Because the men
Antu?
They inquire one from another. What's the reason? What's the reason why we're in danger? You know, these friends are smarter than Jonah. These friends are heathens, but they at least ask why. They began to call out. See, the Bereans, they did the same thing. When they heard something, they looked into it. To see if it was true or not. Jonah says the truth. If we have to ask us today, what's the reason why your life is a chaos? Why do you have pain? Pain in your body. Pain in your heart. Why are so many husbands leaving their wives? Or wives leave their husbands? Why are children sick? Why are we sometimes hungry? Why are we in tribulation? Difficulties? Trials? Are you like these people on the ship? They at least ask why. They go to work. Why is this happening? See, we need to ask why. To be thrown over ships. We need to know why first. Do you know why? Do you know why your life is full of things? Because you're running away from God. Because we're sinners. And because it's hopeless. Our life is hopeless without a Savior. We need to die so that we can live. We need to be thrown overboard so that we can be spit upon dry
ground.
So these men, they ask why. And because they're diligent like the Bereans, they find out that it's because of Jonah. Jonah says, it's my fault. I'm at fault. Cast me overboard. This is an honest sinner repenting. Who of us say, it's my fault? You know what we do by nature? We give others the fault. It's someone else's fault. It's not my fault. But if we're honest, and the Holy Spirit it gives in our hearts to repent, then it's nobody's fault but my own fault. I am the reason why the ship is about to sink. My sin is the reason why my marriage is not good. My sins.
Majimu anga ine.
Is the reason.
Ndifuwa jake.
Why the village has hunger.
Chifuwa anto ufrika ninjala.
My sins.
Majimu anga.
Is the reason.
Ndiamena kupangisa.
Why children
kuti
suffer.
Kutia anazifutika.
That sounds harsh, doesn't it?
Nzofuta kuti mtuvomeleze kwa basi.
But the Holy Spirit makes us honest.
Koma nzimu woyera kadzapakati pathu bati basa ife tikhaleona ntima.
Because it becomes personal.
Chifukwa chake tikatero ndikuda kuti munthu umaona machimo ako sati awina iyayi.
And that should be for each one of us.
Ndipo izizi zikakhala nzimu woyera kwabwera munthu umaona vuto lako sati vuto la uje iyayi.
Jonah says.
Yona kunena monenetsa.
I fear God.
Ineyo ndimaopa Mulungu.
Throw me overboard.
Ineyo chimene mungachite mundiponye m'madzi.
See Jonah.
Mukuta kuona mezi ukhalira za Yona tsopano?
Didn't jump overboard.
Sukuti alayira kulumpha yekha munyanja iyayi.
Why didn't he jump overboard?
Chifukwa yani Yona sala lumpha yekha munyanja.
Why did he ask to be thrown overboard?
Anapempha kuti achite kuponyedwa munyanja chifukwa yani.
It's actually much like today.
China jaga iso chifukwa naso ndi minute ife ndiye tilile lolo.
Yona confessed.
Yona akulapa.
Repented.
Yona akuulwa machimo komanso akulapa.
But he would not throw him, he would not jump overboard.
Koma sae kasanga lupe nyanja mugwera uchaka lupe mngala ogwera madzi.
He said you guys throw me.
Ndiye anena kuti inenyo salupe ndeka koma inenyo mundiponye madzi.
Why?
Chifukwa chani?
You know what happens
today? Chibuzo chikuchitika lero?
If it's not a true repentance.
Ngati kulapa kokusali koona.
You know what happens?
Chipachitika nchani?
Many people today.
Ambi lero
throw themselves overboard.
Amafuna kuti aziponye okha munyanja.
They commit suicide.
Ndi amazipha.
Because it's hopeless.
Chifukwa chakuti alibe chiyembekezo.
Their life is hopeless.
Moyo wawo alibe chiyembekezo.
So they commit suicide.
Ndi amazipha.
They say it's enough.
Chifukwa kuti andithane nazo dziko la
pansi. I'm done living.
Inewo moyo ndakwana nawo.
But we have to say.
Koma tinene choncha abale anga.
If we take our lives in our own hands.
Ngati ifeyo titengatiyosa moyo wathu mwaife toka.
It will not end well.
Sizikabwi noyi.
See, Jonah doesn't throw himself overboard.
Yona selaziponye kha nyanja koma adapempha anthu kuti mundiponye nyanja.
Jonah says,
Yona kuti
I am at fault.
Vuto ndi laine.
It's my I'm guilty.
Mavuto onsewa ndine pano.
Do with me what you think.
Ndiye muchite mene mungachite ni moyo wanga.
And that is true repentance.
Imene kumene konde kulapa koona.
That is guilt.
Imene ndo kuti mundima akumva kuti wachimwa.
Confessed.
Ndeno akulwa machimo aja.
If your life.
Ngati ifeti ndi moyo.
Is a chaos.
Ndiye kuti moyo wathu uli mavuto.
And it seems like all of your life everything has gone wrong.
Ndipo ntapandwe na makhanga ndi moyo wawo zikuenda bwino.
Don't despair.
Abale anga musakhale kakasi.
Many say I'll just end my life.
Ambiri amati akhapa mavuto mangu kuti ndingofa basi dziko thane nayo.
Don't do it.
Musachite zimene zoyi.
There's another way.
Pali njira ina.
Follow.
Mutsatire
the word
mawa mulungu.
Jonah went in the belly of a fish.
Yona analowa mimba mwasomba.
To free us.
Kuti athawe ulutumi kwa mulungu.
Jesus Christ went into the belly of the
Yesu Kristu analowa pantima dziko lapansi mene manda amenewo.
To free us.
Kuti atipombole ife.
We're going to come back to this.
Tibweleranso pa nkhani imeneyi.
So hold the thought.
Mungogwira mawona kuti Yona anakhala anakhala mimba mwasomba masiku atatu. Yesu so anakhala mata masiku angati masiku atatu mawu amene Mungu agwira musataye.
The people hear the truth.
Anthu akumva choonadi.
But they don't want to throw him overboard.
Koma safuna kuti agwe mnyanja.
The people know.
Anthu akudziwa.
That it's because of him.
Kuti chivuto loti na mondwe abwera pa nyanja ngalawa ikusweka vuto lake ndiyona.
But they begin to take all of their things on the ship.
Ndiye choyamba anthu ajanatenga katundu wawo mungalawa muja kumtaya ku nyanja kuti ngalawa ija ipepuke.
And they throw them all over the ship. Ndiye
akutenga katundu yensa kutaya mnyanja kuti nyanja ija ipepuke isalowe pansi.
They row hard.
Ndiye akuyesa kupasa ngalawa ija mwamphamvu.
While Jonah is on the deck.
Pamene boyona bisala gona kale kale.
See this picture again?
Mukuta kuona it?
It's such a beautiful picture.
Ndi nkhani yochitisa chidwi kobasi.
Of what we do.
Ndimene ife timachitira ife pano.
When God is calling us.
Mulungu akatita na ife.
To repent.
Kuti tilape machimo.
To confess.
Kuti tiulule machimo athu.
To die in Christ.
Kuti ife mwa Khristu.
Because what do we do?
Timachita chani ife pano.
When the Holy Spirit convicts us.
Pamene nzimu waira mwa ife atisusa mangane ndi machimo athu.
Our life is a mess.
Moyo wathu ndi otayika wachonongeko.
It's a chaos.
Nkhani zosakhala bwino zija.
The Holy Spirit hinders us from committing suicide.
What is mzimu waira kuti usadziphe yai.
But we don't want to go overboard. So what do? We start cleaning up our life. We start trying to do better. The things that are tempting us in life, we throw those overboard. We start to row heavy. We start to work. Maybe if we throw all of the things that are no good in our life overboard, and we row hard, we work hard, maybe we'll make it. But it won't. It won't help. Where it's not going to save us. It's a natural reaction. Now when the Holy Spirit convicts us, that we begin to work. And we try by good works to get a better life. But the storm just stays. Why? Because we need to go overboard. We need to die spiritually. Not literally. Finally, there is no more choice. The man being fearful, they pray. They pray that if they throw Jonah overboard, the blood may not be upon them. And then they take Jonah and they throw him over into the sea. When Jesus Christ was condemned to death, do you remember what happened? You know the story. Pontius
Pilate,
he said, I find no fault in this
man.
The disciples, they said, no way you will die. Peter said, I will fight to the death for your life. Do you see it back in Jonah here? But Christ had to die. And so do we. See, there, many people tried to save his life. He said, to save Jesus' life, he said, who will you have, Barnabas or Jesus? All the while, the storm was raging. But we chose Barnabas. But there is a wonder that's going to take place. Jonah gets thrown overboard. And what happens? Everything is calm.
So akuti yoyo anatamponya nyanja na mondwe analeka kuomba.
The sea is calm.
Nyanja inakalabata.
The storm is gone.
Na mondwe kusilatu.
There is no more storm. Those men didn't even have to row hard. They only had to throw Jonah overboard. Now there's two things happening here. The sea is calm.
Nyanja yakalabata.
They no more row. They just sit down, hands like this, and they marvel. That's salvation. There's something else happening here. Because the sea is calm.
So to go kuti nyanja ibata.
The men are marveling.
And
no more danger.
Palibe so chopiezo.
But what about Jonah?
Koma sono tione sono za Jonah. Zoyona chilangwira nchani.
We would think, let's jump in, see if we can find Jonah.
No.
God will take care of Jonah. For he arranged a fish to swallow him. And he would be there 3 days. Now let's take a look. Jesus Christ is brought to the cross.
Yesu Kristu akupita pa thandwa Golgotha.
They cried out, let Barnabas go free.
Anthu akukuwa kuti tibasuleni Barnaba.
Crucify him, crucify him.
Mfazikeni Yesu.
The disciples stood from afar.
Ndipo ophunzira Yesu anakhala patali akuwango yango yangana.
Women wept.
Azimaya kulira.
Men wept.
Azibambo ena sokumva chisoni kulira.
They saw their savior dragged.
Akuona kuna kuti mpulumusa amene mayembekeza ayo chona akupita kukaphedwa.
Jesus Christ was on the cross.
Yesu akumuona ali pa mtanda tsopano.
In this greatest storm ever.
Ndipo ichi chinthu chicho chidagwedeza chinapanga mafunde pa dziko lonse lapansi nthawi imeneyo.
The storm of his father's wrath.
Akunena kuti ndina mondo wa mkwiyo wa Atate Mulungu.
Father's wrath poured upon his son.
Mkwiyo wa Atate udamgwera iye.
For Jesus Christ said.
Chifukwa Yesu adati.
Father.
Tate.
If it be thy will, let this cup pass
Lola
from me. But not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus Christ,
Yesu Christ,
in the darkest of hours, in the darkest of storms, hung between heaven and earth, dropping great sweat of blood. And it became dark. And Jesus groaned.
So
hours of darkness. And the whole earth was still. Because it was supposed to be 12 noon. But it was pitch black dark. Even all of the animals were quiet. Because the animals knew their creator was doing something. Oh, what great hour of darkness. This was the greatest storm. And what storm was it? It was not because Jesus walked away. It's not because the Lord Jesus disobeyed his Father. But now we see how that
Jonah
typifies a sinner in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ was condemned as a sinner. But not his sins, but my sins. Yours too? Did he take your sins to the cross? Did he take your burden and go overboard? See, if we don't go overboard, we cannot be saved. Did Christ pay for your sins to set you free? Look at Christ. He's taken and put in a sepulchre. Christ is in the belly of the
fish.
Christ is in the belly of the earth. Like Jonah was in the belly of the
whale.
Now let's go back to what I said. Up on the water,
mazi,
there is calm.
Pali bata pa madzi tsona pa nyanja pali bata.
There's no more rowing.
Palibe soda mondwe.
The ship is resting in the calm.
Ndipo bwato likuyenda mabunubuno mmadzi.
And down below.
Ndipo pansi pali bata boka boka.
Jonah is in a whale.
Yona koma alimimba mwansomba.
When Christ said,
Pamene Yesu adati,
it is finished.
Kwata.
And when Christ went into the sepulcher,
ndipo pamene Yesu adalowa mmanda,
then he took with us,
ndipo
with him,
adatitengera iye,
us,
machimo athu tonse,
if we believe,
ngati ife tikhulupirira,
then the power of his death,
ndiye mphamvu ya imfa yake,
and burial,
ndi kuyikidwa kwake mmanda,
begins to have life in your soul.
Ikutipasa tsopano ife moyo moyo wathu.
Jonah is sinking down.
So tikuona kuti Yona kumira mmadzi.
The whale is bringing him deeper and deeper into the darkness.
Ndipo nsomba ija yammeza ikumusiya pansi pa madzi pansi madzi ozama.
But up above there on the water there's no more storm.
Koma tikuona kunena kuti panyanja pali bata ngalawa ikuyanda mabwino bwino.
The moment
Howi
by faith
imene pa mwachikhulupiriro
we go overboard with our whole life
leyo titapita pansi pa nyanja ndi moyo wathu
is the moment
ndi nthawi imene
Jesus Christ
Yesu Khristu
becomes our life
akubwera moyo wakha moyo wathu.
See, do we understand a little?
Tikumvetsa pangono sopano eti?
If you are hearing it,
mutha kumvetsa ndi kurula uzimu eti?
And you've never lived it.
Ndipo ngati inu muli ndi moyo ndithu.
We pray the Holy Spirit may give it today.
Ndoyena kuti zimoyera kuti titsimuse ife kuti pase kumva kurula uzimu.
This is not just a story.
Nkhani ayona singkhani ya bwara bwata puwai.
For us to read.
Kuti tingowerenga ayi.
It's calling us to repentance.
Nkhani ayona kuti puzisa ife kale kulapa kweni kweni.
It's saying
nkhani yayo na ikuti
go overboard with Jonah
muta muponyide madzi ndi Yona.
We need to die
ife tinayenera kufa.
Otherwise there's no life
ngati sititero kulibe moyo.
See, Christ laid in a tomb
mukutha kuona kuti Yesu adakhala mmanda.
He laid there for 3 days and 3 nights
anakhala mmanda masiku atatu usiku ndi usana.
The disciples
aupunzira ake
Martha
Marita
and Mary
ndi Maria
and the other women
ndi azimayi enawo
and all the others
ndi onse
that loved him
amene adankonda Yesu.
They couldn't understand.
Sadamvetse jiji.
They were lost.
Maganizo awo anabalalika.
Christ, they crucified Christ.
Kuti Yesu kupachikidwa pa mtanda.
And everything seemed lost.
Ndipo pamene Yesu anapachika pantanda kwa iwo basi chonse chinali kuti moyo wawo sowonongeka.
But just like Jonah in the whale.
Komanso mukumbukireza Yona mimba mwansomba.
In amongst all of the seaweed.
Kuti pamene tikuona zonse zikuchitika.
Jonah called to the Lord.
Yona akuita na Mulungu.
And Jonah said in the belly of the fish.
Yona mimba mwansomba kuti
I will again see thy sanctuary.
Atate ndidzaonanso ine nkhope yanu.
And while Christ's body was in the grave.
Pamene Yesu mthupilake nali mmanda.
He in his spirit went to heaven.
Koma mzimu wake udapita kumwamba.
And he said my body.
Ndiye anapempha kuti thupilanga.
Will again be brought with my soul.
Udzabweraso kumzimu wanga.
And I will again.
Ndipo ndidzakhalanso ine.
With body and soul.
Ndidzakhalanso thupindi moyo.
Take the throne in heaven.
Kutenga ulamuliro kumwamba.
Just like Jonah.
Meneso zinali ndi Yona.
So was Christ raised
to life. Ndipo Yesu so adaukitsidwa.
But when Jonah was spit onto the
pamene
dry land.
Yona somba ija idamulavula kuntunda.
What did he do?
Anachita chani?
He had to go to Nineveh.
Nde Yona sobano chimene adachitawo chabwera so anabwera ku Nineveh kulalikira.
Now he's walking on the right side.
Nde akuyenda sobano moyenerera.
You know what?
Chifukwa chani?
The Bible says this.
Bible kuti.
The Bible says there is a broad way.
Bible una kuti pali njira yotakata.
And there's a narrow way.
Komanso pali njira chipa pali njira yopapatiza.
The Bible says.
Bible kuti.
By nature we're all walking on the broad way.
Majibadilo yatu nthawi zambiri mafuna kuti ife tiende njira yotakata.
And there is a door.
Ndipo njira yotakata kwapero kwake kuli khomo.
That leadeth onto the narrow way.
Njira imeneyoyo udusa so udilozera ife ku njira yopapatiza.
The door is Jesus Christ.
Yesu yo ndiye njira.
And if we.
Ngati ife.
Find the narrow way in Jesus Christ.
Ife titapeza njira yotakata mwa Yesu Kristu. Titapeza njira yopapatiza mwa Yesu Kristu.
That's the same thing.
Nchimozi mozi so.
Jonah was walking on the Broadway.
Yona maenda njira yotakata.
But it was trouble. It was a storm.
Koma njira inani mavuto, njira ina dzani na mondwe.
But God brought him back.
Koma Mulungu anamubweza iye.
And that's the same thing we see now. What took place after Christ was 3 days and 3 nights?
In the sepulchre.
The stone was rolled away. And God the Father took his son forward. But there's a deeper mystery here. I want you to pay close attention. See, if we go overboard with our life, with Christ, which means if we die with Christ, and if we're buried with Christ, we shall also rise with Christ. So when Christ came forward, what does he have with him? Hold that thought. When Christ went into the grave, what did he have with him? An innumerable amount of sins. Of his people. He took that in death. Your sins too? See, that's what he took with him into the grave. But when he came forth, he left our sins in the grave, in the sea of forgetfulness. Because the wrath of God was appeased. Now Christ comes forth. And what does he have? He has a bride with him. He went in the grave with a whorish bride. And he came out of the grave with a bride adorned to meet her bridegroom. White and pure. That bride represents all of his people. Men, women, and children. Of all races. Of all centuries. Who are washed and clean. By his blood. And he takes them out. What is he going to do with that bride? You know what he did? This is astounding. He presents his bride to his father. And he says, Father, this is my bride. The millions of people who are cleansed by his blood, represented in a bride, he brings to his father. That's what Isaiah means in Isaiah 1. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. The Father sees the bride of his Son. And he says, Son, You paid.
Iwe udabereka dipo.
For your bride.
Kuti kuombola mkwatibwiyu.
Come in, my son.
Kuti bwana wanga bwera.
Come in, the bride.
Mkwatibi bwera.
And come to the table.
Ndipo bwera nditsopano pagome.
And I will be a father.
Ndipo ine ndizakhala tate.
For all eternity.
Kwa nthawi zosatha.
Or is this salvation?
Kodi ndichi sichipulumutso kodi?
Not astounding.
Osati ndichipulumutso chodabwitsa.
Have you gone overboard yet?
Kodi inu mwaredwa munyanja?
Have you died to self?
Kodi mwafa inu kuthu moyo wanu wakuthupi?
To live in Christ.
Kuti mukakhale mwa Yesu Khristu.
This is by faith alone.
Ichitu chikuchitika ifa ya chikhulupiriro.
But it will not be by rowing.
Osadi zakhala kuti tikuyesa sachilo kuti kupasa bwando.
It will not be by working hard.
Osadi kugwira nshito zathu zoti tizipulumutse.
It will not be because we try to do our best.
Osadi kufuna kuti tiyesese kuti tioneke ngati abwino pagulu.
It will not be because that we our whole life gave to the poor.
Osadi ufuna kuti moyo wathu ifeyo takati kuthandiza anthu ovutika.
No, that's rowing and working hard.
Imeneyo ndiyo kupasa ngalawa kufuna kuzipulumutsa tokha.
We go overboard.
Ndipo tiyena ife tipunjidwe mmadzi.
We die with Christ.
Ndipo ife timenyezedwe mmadzi defending Khristu.
So that we may rise.
Kuti ife tikhoza kudzuka tsopano.
In newness of life.
Kuti tikhala ndi moyo watsopano.
For eternity.
Moyo wosatha.
If you are 25 years old.
Ngati uli zaka 25.
And that happens today.
Ndipo zikuchitika lero.
Then the last 25 years.
Ndekuti zaka zambuyozi.
Was a disaster.
Inali ngati kungotaya nthawi.
It was a storm.
Inali ngati nthawi yanamondwe.
But if you're 25 years old.
Koma ngati mwina 25 years.
Or 30 years old.
Kapena zaka 30.
Or however old we are.
Kapena mwina maka zibeka ndikuti ndizaka zingati.
And today we go overboard.
Ndipo lero taponyedwa mnyanja.
In spirit.
Mwa uzimu.
And we have faith.
Ndipo ndi chikhulupiriro.
To look to cling to Jesus
kuti
Christ.
Kuti tinkakamire Yesu.
As we go overboard.
Makamaka ngati tikuponyedwa mnyanja.
And we're able to say.
Ndipo tikuthera kunena kuti.
I die with Christ.
Ndafa ndi Yesu.
Clinging to him.
Ndipo ndinkakamira iye.
Because I'll also rise.
Chifukwa ndidzadzukanso ndi iye.
Clinging to Christ.
Kokakamira ndi Yesu.
For he is my life.
Chifukwa iye ndi moyo wanga.
Then after today.
Ndipo kutakwa lero.
The rest of your life.
Mandi masiku onse moyo wanu.
Be devoted to God.
Mudzakhala mukutumikira Mulungu nthawi zonse.
Devoted in a way.
Mudzakhala kutumikira Mulungu munjira kuti.
That whatever we what God has asked to do.
Kuti chimene chili chonse chimene Mulungu ati tichite.
Will be also honor and glory to him.
Tizachita ndipo tizakhala ndikulemekeza Mulungu.
And though we have a little life.
Ndakhale takhala ndi moyo wochepa.
I had a little time.
Ndipo kuti nkanthawi nkochepa.
That we must live out our life.
Kuti ife moyo uti zachoka ndithu.
Yet we know in our heart.
Koma mumtima tikudziwa.
There is an eternal kingdom.
Kuti pali ufumu osatha.
Awaiting me.
Ufumu mena kudikira ine kuti ndidzaloweko.
For yet a few more years.
Ndipo kwa sazaka zochepa.
A little more poverty.
Ndipo pali ndithu nthawi yochepa.
A little more outward hunger.
Padzakhala ndithu mavuto awa ndi awa wochepa pa moyo wathu.
A little more struggle.
Padzakhala ndithu zokakamiza zina pa moyo wathu.
A few more trials.
Padzakhala maisero pa moyo wathu.
For this body of
death. Maka chifukwa cha moyo uwu umene tikukhala pa dziko lapansi.
But then I'll be free.
Koma lidzakhala ife amumasuka mtendere.
You understand Paul now?
Mukutha kumvetsa sono zimene Paul adada fotokoza?
Paul says grave.
Paulo adanena kuti.
Where is your victory?
Adanena kuti kodi imfa mphamvu yako iri kuti.
Death, where is your sting?
Kodi imfa mphamvu yako iri kuti.
See, for Paul also says.
Pakuti Paulo also ntume akunena kuti.
I, wretched man.
Ine munthu wochimwisisa ine.
There is no good in me.
Palibe chimene ndingachite chabwino.
But I thank Jesus
Christ. Koma ndikuthokoza mbuye wathu Yesu Khristu.
Who has given the gift.
Kuti andipasa ine mphatso.
Of life.
Mphatso ya moyo.
In his death.
Kuchokera muifa yake.
God in man.
Munthu Mulungu kukhala mwa munthu.
Coming to this earth.
Kukhala pa dziko lapansi.
To be thrown overboard.
Kuti iyeyo akaponyedwe munyanja.
Because of our sins.
Chifukwa cha machimo athu.
Not his.
Osati machimo ake.
I'll go with Christ.
Koma kuti machimwa Khristu.
In death.
Makamaka kuti tipite Yesu Khristu muifa yake.
Through faith.
Kuchokera muchikhulupiriro.
Oh, that's why Paul says.
Wachake Paul akunena kuti.
I die.
Ine ndidafa.
So that I may eternally.
Kuti ndizakhale ndi moyo nthawi zonse.
That I may be eternally.
Kuti ndizakhale ndi
moyo.
Ndizakhale omasulidwa moyo wanga wonse.
From this body of sin.
Kuchokera ku thupi la uchimoli.
See, that is why Jonah. Pictures Christ. Foreshadows Christ. As Christ was buried. But Jonah also typified
me and you.
Our rebellion. Our unwillingness. Our sins. He also typifies us. Because Christ took sinners. Suffered. Died. Was buried. Raised the third day. To eternally live. And the Lord give this afternoon. That we may live. In the power of His glory. In the power of His cross. In the power of His blood. We are washed and cleansed for the first time, maybe. But even by renewal. For if you are washed, and if you have gone overboard, and you live, you live in Christ. But every day it's a wonder. Every day that we learn out of God's word, we again are empowered by the person and work of Christ. That's why we say by the first time or by renewal. God Himself, for Jesus' sake, bless this truth through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.